Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. If you're new to Adept English and you haven't listened to us before, then we're here to help you with your English language learning. You can listen to our podcasts, use the transcripts, the written versions to go with the podcast, which are always on our website at adeptenglish.com. The more you listen to authentic spoken English, the more your understanding will improve. So if you're looking for the answer to the question, how to speak English fluently, here we are to help you with that. First of all, an apology. A few of you mentioned that there was a funny noise, a sound in the recording last week. I didn't hear it when I listened, but it was very strange once the sound was enhanced. At first, we couldn't work out what the noise was. Recently, we've bought a new microphone and done lots of things to improve the sound quality. Anyway, we worked out in the end that it was my laptop creating a buzzing sound. Somehow that happens when it's plugged in as I'm recording. So anyway, we should be without the buzzing noise this week, I hope. But thank you to those of you who pointed this out to us. Hopefully sound quality this week is much better, but let us know. So it's been freezing cold for a couple of weekends in the UK. And as ever, when we have snow, it causes us a lot of disruption. We don't have snow and ice often enough in the UK to really be prepared for it. Snow only happens a couple of times a year. And sometimes, especially in the south, there are years where you see no snow at all. But we still have lots of words to do with snow in English. So I thought that what I'd do today would be to run through some of the more common words, the more common pieces of vocabulary when it comes to snow. So, how to speak English fluently with words to do with snow. So snow, S-N-O-W, is the white stuff which falls gently from the sky when it's too cold to rain. Snow is a noun, and it's what's known as a mass noun. It's like air or water. You can't say a water or a snow. You can say the water or the snow, if you mean specific snow, for example, the snow which fell last night. But you hear it used without the also. So snow is white, or I like snow. Snow is also a verb, to snow, and you'll only ever hear this used with it. So it's snowing, or it has snowed, or it will snow. So the it here is the weather, I guess. So how to speak English fluently and some more uses of words associated with snow. You can say snowy, which is an adjective, meaning full of snow or covered in snow. So it could be a snowy day or a snowy night. You can have snowy hills or a snowy garden. In fact, anything that's covered in snow could be called snowy. Even white cats sometimes have the name snowy. If you've got mountains which you can see are clear at the bottom, but they have snow covering the tops, you might say they were snow-capped. Snow-capped mountains. A cap is a hat that goes on top of your head. So snow-capped means the mountains are wearing snow like a cap. There are lots of nouns that you can put the word snow in front of. So you might have snow boots, boots specifically designed for the snow. I noticed last time we had snow that there are certain boots which leave a really interesting pattern or a picture in the snow. You'd never know your boots did that until it snows, perhaps. What a cool idea. You can also have snowshoes, which are different to snow boots. Snowshoes are usually much bigger than your foot, so that when you walk on them, you don't sink into the snow. Often they clip onto your existing shoes underneath. So if you have lots of snow or frequent snow, you may have snowshoes. Most people in the UK wouldn't have these though. It doesn't come often enough. You can also have snow days. That's when they shut the school or you can't get to work, so the office is closed and you have a day off. My son was really upset when we had snow a couple of weeks ago, because almost every school and college in the area was closed for a snow day. Only his school was open. Oh dear, no snow day for him, and he was very upset that he had to go to school. If it snows, you might go outside and build a snowman, or a snowwoman, I guess, if you prefer. So a figure, a person made out of snow, with a carrot for the nose perhaps and a hat. You can wear a snow suit, which is the kind of all-in-one suit or piece of clothing which a child might wear. Or I guess you might wear it for skiing. When snow falls, it often falls as snowflakes. If it's really fine snow, if it's like little tiny balls, you wouldn't say snowflake. But if it's large fluffy pieces of snow which are coming down, these are snowflakes. Flake is spelt F-L-A-K-E, and a flake is usually a small piece that's been scraped off something larger. So you might have chocolate flakes on your cake, or your breakfast cereal may well come in flakes, bran flakes or corn flakes, for example. So snowflakes are what we call larger fluffy pieces of snow as they fall. In the UK, the word snowflake is used in another way too. It's used to describe a person, usually a young person, when you want to imply that they're not very resilient, not very strong. A snowflake is someone who's very sensitive, easily offended, who gives up easily, or who finds ordinary things difficult to deal with. People even talk about there being a snowflake generation, which, if you're in your late teens or your early 20s, may offend you. A generation means a group of people of similar age. So by saying snowflake generation, it implies that most young people are snowflakes, too sensitive. People this age usually say that they have all kinds of challenges and that the term snowflake is not fair. I probably agree with them. It's not usually right to generalise anyway. But there you are, in case you ever need to understand that term. So how to speak English fluently with words that have snow in them, but which are actually nothing to do with the weather. Just a couple more words with snow in them. If you feel like having some fun, some mischief, you might decide when you're out in the snow to throw snowballs. This is when you pick up some snow in your hands and you mould it, you shape it into a ball. Then you choose someone to throw it at, and of course, as it hits the other person, it breaks up. Possibly some cold snow gets down the back of their neck, inside their jacket, and they scream and make a snowball to throw back at you. Throwing snowballs, sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's more like bullying. Depends who's doing it and how. And finally, let's end on one I really like. Snowdrops. This word you may not know. Snowdrops are flowers, little tiny white flowers which grow from a bulb. They're called snowdrops because they're out in January and February, in the UK at least, in the times when it's most likely to be snowy. And rain comes in droplets or drops. The Latin name is Galanthus nivalis. If you're a gardener, you might recognise that. Galanthus nivalis means snowy milk flower, and snowdrops are beautiful white flowers, like snow. Snowdrops have always been popular, but I did hear a news item last week which was saying that certain people are so keen on snowdrops that bulbs can be sold for lots of money. Apparently, on the 16th of February on eBay, a snowdrop bulb was bought for £725. That sounds crazy. I like snowdrops, but not that much. Anyway, I hope that helps you with how to speak English fluently when you're talking about snow and things to do with snow. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.